In case where the guy and Jew were partners and they didn't make that condition that the guy gets Shabbos and the Jew gets another day. So, what can be done to permit this happening? They could negate the sale by either selling it back to the one who sold it to them or selling to a third party and buying it back from that person. And at the time they buy it as shutvis with this condition. So basically they made a new acquisition with the condition. If they are shutvis from the store and they make it nine, also, one should be mevatel his chelek, either give it over to the shutev or sell to a third party, and make the condition again, rebuy it, and make. If they were supposed to work on somebody else's land, also mevatel their agreement. Be moichel all conditions and restart again. And they should make the partnership again. Ramah says, "From you, certainly, ask you the only other chelk of the Shabbos, or the sorrow we keep by the shari, their partners." He says, "You know, my chelik in the Shabbos, I want to rent it to you." So basically, now the goy owns half of the Shabbos and the other half belongs to the Jews. He's renting from the Jews. So now half it belongs to him, half he's renting. Or he rents it by getting paid for his work based on a certain percentage of the profit. We saw in the previous siman, we saw this similar idea in the case of a person who bought out the tax collection rights or stamping the coins. Here it's more permitted because it's actually a shutuf of the guy who does own half of this. We bring from Magen Avraham that we have another problem over here. If he rents it only for Shabbos, that's considered Schar Shabbos. He's making profit off Shabbos. And therefore he says in Elchanami over here, it's permitted only if he did a bavlo. He rented him with more than just the Shabbos day.